But the Chinese Communist Party runs everything in China. Until they feel the pain, they're not going to stop. They need to change their intellectual property theft practices. Mm-hmm. They need to open up their markets to us. They need to become a reliable trading partner rather than a mercantile system that cheats everybody out of market share.
And they, a lot of people, as you say, support the president in that China hasn't agreed to do those things right up to this point.
And they never will until they pay a heavier price.
So you think possibly not until after the election in 2020?
I think they're trying to wait Trump out. I think they made a calculation that our elections are right around the corner. They can play this game to 2020. If Trump keeps piling on, I don't know if they can make it that long because the supply chain is beginning to move. The more expensive it to produce products in China, the more likely you are to relocate mm-hmm. the supply chain, which would be a death blow to the Chinese economy.
That's been happening for some time. But do you, because South Carolina has so many auto plants in particular?
Steel and aluminum tariffs hurt us a lot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the steel and aluminum business has a chance of coming back. China produced more steel in 1 year than the entire world consumed. That's an unfair trade practice. They should be in the WTO as a developed nation, not a developing nation. Everybody, I had a bill with Chuck Schumer 7 or 8 years ago to label China a currency manipulator mm-hmm. and to put 27.5% tariff on every product that benefited from currency manipulation. Bush would never do it. Obama would never do it. Trump did it. So to my Democratic colleagues, he's doing the things you've been calling for all these years.